Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone. We are powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer. Have a little fun with those June instant games today. Alongside Mark Howard, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer, I'm Kevin Inger. Blaine is out this morning. Throughout the summer, we've been doing a special little series on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays called Titans by the Numbers, and it is time this morning for another installment.
Now, it's time for Titans by the Numbers.
Titans by the Numbers.
Reliving the best moments and memories of the Tennessee Titans by celebrating the men who wore Titan blue.
Okie dokie, here we go with the low 40s. All right, let's have a 40 to start. The Titans players to wear number 40, there was no real definitive answer to this question, so I'll give you the names. Wes Hours.
Out of West Virginia, who played here in the Music City Bowl.
He did.
And later became an Arena Football League legend.
Played here in 2001. Justin Sandy, a safety.
Yeah.
If he's related to Gary Sandy, but played here in 04 and 05.
WKRP.
That's my guy. Jeremy Kane, a fullback and long snapper from 07. Yanné Cujo-Virgil, linebacker in 2015. Gamel President, outside linebacker, current player. So those are the ones who wore number 40. Do we not have any highlights of any of those guys? Can we get something?
No.
Not even for Mr. President?
No. Nope. Not even for the president.
I'm like somebody running down on special teams and making a play.
I didn't think it would be that that entertaining.
I don't think Wes Hours even got on the field for the Titans.
I remember him being here, though. I do remember that.
He was like a 270-pound fullback.
That puts the full in fullback.
All right, so those are your number 40s for the Tennessee Titans.
So we basically vacated it.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Everyone got a participation trophy.
Kind of like the spelling bee.
Mm-hmm.
They're all winners. Yeah. Now, number 41 is a different story. This guy signed with the Titans as a free agent before the 1999 season and paved the way for Eddie George to run for over 1,300 yards. He cleared the path. He, of course, started the Music City Miracle by catching the kickoff against Buffalo, handed it off to Frank Wycheck. He played in all those playoff games, including Super Bowl 34 in 2000, helped Eddie George get to over 1,500 yards rushing and 14 touchdowns. He also had four receiving touchdowns of his own, one rushing score, number 41 in 99 and 2000, a guy who remains, you know, someone very, very well thought of here and went on to have more success, Lorenzo Neal. And we've had Lo Neal on our show, and we've seen him back. We've done some events with him and stuff. A good dude and, man, good player, and a guy who's just strong as an ox.
Lo Neal was phenomenally popular here. Not only because of his role in the Music City Miracle, but because, you know, he was Eddie George's lead back for some of Eddie's best years. And Lowe, you know, played for a lot of teams in the NFL, but he always, where he was, 100 or 1,000 yard rusher, you know, was usually right behind him. And nobody I can remember was loved more after he left the Titans than Lo Neal. I mean, for years, I thought they were going to erect a statue of him, and he always got a kick out of that, too. I mean, because fans sort of traced the Titans' decline after Lo Neal left, which wasn't really true.
They haven't been able to fill that spot at fullback since he's been gone.
But this is a guy, believe me, who was beloved even more after his days with the Titans than when he was here.
This coming year will be the 20th anniversary.
I thought you were going to say Brendan Trawick, another guy who wears 41.
But this coming year will be the 20th anniversary of the Music City Miracle after we had the 19th anniversary last year. October 17th of 1999 brings us our highlight of Lorenzo Neal. It was at New Orleans In the third quarter, a touchdown pass from old number 14.
McNair rolls left, fades it into the end zone. Neal catches it. Touchdown, Titans! Low Neal catches it in the flat, right in the corner of the end zone. And the Titans are within 4 points with the point pending.
They do just what you don't think they're going to do. They run a play-action pass and throw the ball to Lorenzo Neal. He does a great job of beating Poindexter to the left pylon.
Call from Titans radio there, Steve McNair to Lorenzo Neal for the touchdown against New Orleans in October of 1999. Man, McNair was always good on that play. That
yes, he was.
You know, goal line offense. I always thought that was almost unstoppable because he could make the pass or he could get to the pylon himself.
Exactly, exactly.
So Lorenzo Neal was number 41 as we continue with Titans by the numbers. We move on now to number 42. In his eight-year career, this guy's best two seasons were with the Titans. In 03, he had a career-high 47 tackles and a sack. In 2004, he had 40 tackles, a half sack, and one interception. Number 42 is Scott McGarahan. We have the highlight for McGarahan. That was November 28th of 04 at Houston. David Carr on the passing end. McGarahan got the interception.
Texans on second down and 5 at their own 35, moving left to right on your radio dial. Carr drops, throws downfield, ball intercepted. McGarahan 50. McGarahan 45. Stiff armies run out of bounds at the 43-yard line of the Texans. Pass was intended for, I think
it was Gaffney.
I thought it was Gaffney too, and McGarahan just has the ball come right to him. A poor throw by Carr, and you might credit a couple of the Titan defensive linemen really getting the hands up. I think Starks is the one who really got the hand in his face.
Right. It's a blast from the past there with some of the names. That's Mike Keith and Pat Ryan on Titans Radio.
I think Jamie Winborn, who was with the Titans for 5 minutes, was one of the other guys who wore 42. But boy, well, that was a close vote, wasn't it?
We can't forget the star running back out of Arizona, Chris Henry, wearing 42.
One of the all-time busts.
Yes. Or as he was labeled in this town.
The cockroach.
The cockroach, because instead of running to daylight.
He ran to darkness.
Yep.
That's
Colin Mooney, also number 42.
Wasn't he one of those guys that just had a lot of miles on him when he got here out of Arizona, going back to?
No, he just wasn't that good.
He was just a workout warrior.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I was thinking he had ran the ball just a ton during his college career.
Not necessarily, no. In fact, he had played sporadically at Arizona, and it was a huge miss by the Titans. Let's just say that. And they brought him in, and a lot of, you know, that was a case of when they drafted him, everybody said, why are you drafting him? And he pretty much proved that out. I'm just telling you.
Wake Up Zone powered by the Tennessee Lottery at 7:43. We also had a huge debate on number 43 on our Titans by the Numbers segment. So we'll get into that when we come back here on 104.5 The Zone. All right, you always run to daylight when you go to Wilson County and you see our friends out there. We head out to Lebanon. Mitchell Bone joins us now, Mark.
Exactly. Wilson County Automotive Family. A Bone family tradition since 1927, and that includes Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. His only number is number one. Mitchell Bone, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm great, and I know you've got some great values out there, and the terms are pretty favorable too, right?
That's right. Actually, the number is zero, and that's a 0% financing that we've got going on just about every single brand new Chevrolet that we've got in stock. Silverado, Traverse, Equinox, Malibu. The list just goes on and on with great, great values that you can get 0% financing for 60 or 72 months, depending on the vehicle, through GM Financial with your approved credit. It is a fantastic deal, and it's not the only one we've got. We've got a ton of great values out there that you can find, of course, online at WilsonCountyMotors.com, your source for everything automotive. Or just come in and see us this weekend. We would love to show you these vehicles. We're at exit 236 off I-40 in Lebanon, just 20 minutes to the east of the Nashville Airport.
Mitchell, sounds great. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you, Mark.
All right. That's Wilson County Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. Great people. And you heard them. Great deals. Fantastic service in nearby Lebanon.
104.5 The Zone, 750 The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Continue with Titans by the numbers in just a moment. Coming up, 8:17, you saw him in a lot of the photographs from Omaha. Tim Corbin will join us, the Vanderbilt championship-winning coach. 8:17 for Coach Corbin. We've also added Joe Fisher a little bit later on, so we'll talk about, from Joe's perspective, how it looked as the Commodores won their second NCAA baseball championship on Wednesday night. All right, Titans by the numbers continues. Number 40 was just a group of standouts there. Number 40, not anybody as far as a star player, really. Had several that had worn that number. Number 41 was Lorenzo Neal, pretty clear there. Number 42 chose Scott McGarahan, who had a couple good years.
In a close vote,
yeah. 03 and 04, two of his eight seasons in the NFL. We're here with Tennessee. That brings us to number 43.
Colin Mooney, I'm telling you.
Doreen Dickerson.
Number 43. No, it's not Richard Petty when you think about 43s in light blue.
Nice.
Number is retired for Jim Norton, who played in the 60s. Outstanding safety, who was a three-time Pro Bowler and a two-time AFL champion, had 45 career interceptions as a defensive back, was also a punter. He led the league in 1964 in punts and in punting yardage, also had over 500 punts. For more than 22,000 yards. So Jim Norton is, and you see his name over the top of the stadium. We're number 43 with the Oilers.
Only Titan Oiler, I believe, who's had his number retired, who's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I think that's correct. Mm-hmm.
So Jim Norton at 43. Which brings us to number 44. This guy is a mid-state guy. Franklin, Tennessee native, played at BGA, played at the University of Tennessee. Selected by the Titans in the sixth round of the 04 draft, in his rookie year, had 19 catches for 164 yards and two touchdowns. Also returned 18 kicks and made 12 tackles in 05, at 10 catches for 69 yards and a touchdown. None other than Troy Fleming.
It's a little-used number, really. Now, I would maintain that Kamalai Correa, in his 1 year with the Titans last year, deserves a lot of consideration. He had 3.5 sacks. I mean, to me, he might have been a bigger impact player, and I love Troy. And by the way, who better to go to the University of Tennessee than Troy Majors Fleming?
There you go.
I mean, you want to talk about destiny.
I think Correa, if he gets one more year next year when we do this, because we may have some changes in numbers by next summer.
I mean,
AJ Brown, he's one of them.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, you know, historically.
A.J. Brown almost won it this year. And he
yeah, really. All he basically does is just get on the field.
Right.
Catch a pass. But 44, not used a lot through Titans history, was it, Jonathan?
No, it was not. Looking at some of the other names, Josh Caraway on there, Jackie Battle. Running back.
Yeah.
Also Quinn Johnson from LSU, fullback on there as well. But not a very used number in Titans history.
Yeah.
Daryl Porter back in 2001.
Yeah, I thought about Daryl Porter. Well, Troy Fleming is number 44. Let's hear his highlight from October 11th of 04 on Monday night against the Green Bay Packers from Steve McNair.
McNair play fake. Throws it in the flat. Fleming, 10. Fleming, 5. Fleming. Touchdown, Titans! I had to wait and see if they would rule him in. They did.
Just a great play by Fleming. Got a quick pass out in the flat on the play action. Steve hit him fast. That's his forte. Get out there, catch the ball, and he can do something once he catches it. Powers through the tackle and dives into the end zone.
Wow, I sense a little regional bias here. I think Correa could have given him a run for his money.
Gosh, man, I mean, you don't have to play here very long for you to just hand the number over to him.
What do you think it says, Rudy? Just handing out jerseys? What are you doing?
I don't know. Well, that was a call from Titans Radio from October 11th of 04, Monday night game at Green Bay. Steve McNair to Troy Fleming, a representative at number 44. Titans won that game, didn't they?
Yeah.
At Green Bay that year?
Oh, well, they won big. Yeah. Titans weren't great that year. Green Bay had a nice season, but Titans went in there and won big up in Green Bay.
You know, and we've learned 44 is... You know, a football linebacker, you know, for the most part, safety type of number.
It's a Bosworth type number.
Yeah.
Great baseball number. great basketball number, but not as much in football.
Well, in football, legendary number if you went to Syracuse. You know, Jim Brown, Floyd Little. I mean, that was the number they gave, you know, to their conga line of legendary running backs. But, yeah, here with the Titans, yeah, you're right.
Not so much.
Yeah, only been here, you know, 20 years coming up.
Well, there you go. There's Titans by the numbers. Well, you want to go just do the rest of the 40s here in the last minute we have?
No, actually, the 45 through 49 is a little bit better than you think.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I will say that there is a sergeant involved on Monday.
Ah.
Yeah. All right. That should be a good
one. You know who that is.
Yeah. All right. So we'll continue on Monday with Titans by the numbers. It's been a lot of fun. We're going 1 through 99 throughout these few weeks of the summer and giving you significant players to each uniform number.